Okay, good evening, everyone. We got two parshiyos to learn this Thursday night, both Tazria and Mitzora. Loads and loads of interesting ideas in the Chasam Sofer, I would say especially in Parshas Mitzora, but we will begin from Parshas Tazria. Now, the first few pieces of Chasam Sofer are all going on the very first Rashi in Parshas Tazria. So let's see what Rashi says in the first Rashi. Rashi says, Ishaki Sazria, Amar Rabbi Simlai, Kishem Sheitzirasa Shel Adam Achar Kol Behem Achayev Of, B'maisa, Bereshis, Kach Torasa Misparasha Achar Toras Behem Achayev Of. Rashi says a very strange, enigmatic kind of a statement. Just like in Maisa Bereshis, God created the animals before he created the humans, so too, when he talks about the laws of animals in the end of Parsha Shmini, the laws of animals at the end of Parsha Shmini come before the laws of Tuma, of humans, which is in Parsha Tazria. And the question is, what in the world is this connection? So, the Chasam Sofer has a number of fascinating explanations and ideas that have to do with this Jerusha. Let's see the first one. Pirish Rashi. V'chule. Amru Chazal, he quotes a Gemara in Sota, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. It's a Gemara in Sota that talks a lot about one of my favorite topics, arrogance and humility. Adam ki yeh b'or b'saro negatzaras v'lo k'siv bo v'nirpa. When it talks about Adam who would have in his flesh tzaras, it doesn't say that he was healed. But then later on in the parasha where it says, Basar ki yeb orishchin, there it says Vinirpa. So where it says Adam, he's not healed from the tzaras. But Basar, he does get healed from the tzaras. Says the Chasam Sofer, what is this hinting to? Ki hamizgoe ka Adam, if someone is arrogant like an Adam, ein refuah l'makaso, there is no medicine for the illness of arrogance. There is no medicine for the illness of arrogance. Adam, it doesn't say Vinirpa. V'hamachzik atzmo kibasar ba'alma, but if a person thinks himself like a lowly flesh and blood, like a lowly animal, there it says Vinirpa. Such a person will get healed, will grow, will develop. With arrogance, there's no refuah l'makaso. You never get out of that. A person who conducts himself with arrogance, it's almost impossible to be healed from that illness. But a person who conducts himself with basar, like a lowly flesh and blood, he will be v'nirpa. And he continues, in the Amar Chazal, Adam nivra ba'achrona. It says in Chazal that man was created last, she'im mizgar omlo yitush kadamach. If he'd be arrogant, we say even the lowly bug was created before you. But in another place, Chazal say no. In Sanhedrin, Lamechesem and Aleph, it says, why was man created last? So that when man was created, all of his food would be ready for him right away. All the animals had to be created first, so that when man was created, the Melech, the king of all of the creation, when he was created, so all the animals, all his food, he'd be ready to eat. So which one is it? Was man created last so that if he's arrogant, we should say that a bug is greater than him? Or was man created last because he's so great we wanted to have all his food ready for? Says the Chasam Sofer, I said elsewhere, Hakavana. When man was originally created, he was not allowed to eat meat. So I understand why the plants were created before him. That's so he should be able to eat. But why were the animals before him? Like Kamenetsky's diet, who doesn't eat any meat or fish or chicken all week long. That's Kamenetsky's diet, the Dr. Hirschman diet for the last 6 months. So Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat any meat. So I understand why the plants were created before him, but according to this logic, why was the flesh created before him? Man wasn't allowed to eat flesh. So why did the flesh have to be created before him? So he says, Avol Mashik HaMalachayim La'adam Hainu Kedei SheYitush Kodmo. So why were the animals created before him? That's to give him the mussar that if he's arrogant, he should know that even the lowly cat or the lowly bug was created before him. Okay. If a person is not arrogant and he thinks of himself like an animal, so then all his food is then the reason why he's created last is because all his food, like David HaMelech said, Anoichi toila'as v'lo ish. David HaMelech said, I am like a lowly worm, not like a man. Imkain hashiflus hazed, this lowliness, he makes him like an animal. So then the reason why he was created last was that everything in life is going to be prepared for him. A person who's lowly and humble and makes up like an animal, so then if you're like an animal, then only the vegetation was created before you. That means for all your food to be for you. But conversely, so hashiflas azeshu mashpil atzmo kitolas, like a worm, that is actually what lifts him up. That all of the food, the plants that Adam was allowed to eat, the plants were created before him. So that when the time he came into the world, he could eat them. Everything was ready. And we're going to speak more about that in a minute. But a person who's arrogant and makes himself like an Adam, so then the animals were created before him, which is not for his food. He's not allowed to eat animals. So why are the animals before him to tell you, you think you're so arrogant? Even the lowly bug was created before you. So don't be so arrogant. Hanogel Lemaisa, a couple of things, which he's going to speak about again. We have to realize that as human beings, we are the kings of creation. We are the ultimate of creation. Hashem has created a world where everything is prepared for us. Everything that we need is available to us. But if a person's arrogant, so then even the lowly gnat, G-N-A-T, yitush, a bug or a mosquito or a gnat, is greater than him. Because when you think you're arrogant, when you think that everything in the world is just about you and about your growth and about your greatness, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, you know better than a gnat. It's only when a person is humble and attaches himself to the Ratzon Hashem that then truly he can say that the whole world was created for him. And of course, this is the Chasam Sofer looks to use this to remind us that even though, of course, we are greater than animals, we are above that, we have to view ourselves as lowly, view ourselves as vanochi tolas velo ish, view ourselves as not worthy of all of this, and that will be a catalyst for our growth. And there's no refuah to that. If there's arrogance, you can't go past that. You can't accomplish anything. You can't even get to first base. There's no refuah. First, you got to train yourself to think of yourself as humble, to think of yourself as lowly in every aspect of the way a person talks, especially. We're going to speak about that a lot tonight. Let's continue. Next piece is on the same thing. Kfar Kasavti, the fact that all the plants were created first, that's because man was so great. God created all the plants first so that by the time man was created, his food was right there prepared for him. That's a perspective that we should have on earth. That when Hashem brings us out into this world, all of our mizonosim is prepared. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of our parnasa. It's all out there waiting and ready for us to be had. But that can cause a person to be arrogant. Therefore, he also created the animals to teach us that even a gnat, a G-N-A-T gnat, is better than you, was created before you. Says the Chazon Sofer HaChinami, al yidei ha-mishkan v'ashuras ha-shechina. We just had the Mishkan, and God dwelt his presence among the Jewish people. That could cause a person to arrogance. Yavol lizgos, ki anachnu gedolim yimalachi ha-shares. By the fact that Hashem dwelled his presence down here, and the Mishkan shows, we are even greater than angels. Why are we greater than angels? An angel doesn't have a Yetzirah. An angel doesn't have a Yetzirah, but a human being fights the Yetzirah. A human being has Bechira. He can choose good and bad. And we choose good. We choose to be part of a shir on Thursday nights. The Yetzirah says, go to sleep already. It's 10:15 at night. But a Jew chooses to be part to learn Torah. A Jew chooses to work on himself. We're greater than angels. But that could lead us to Gaiva. So the Mishkan could lead us to Gaiva. We're greater than angels. So that's why Hashem taught the Torah Sabahema, the laws of animals before Adam, to say, granted that tzaddikim are greater than angels, however, the mitzorayim and the tmeim b'chatan, people who speak Lashon Hara, they're lower than animals. Unbelievable. So man can be on the one hand greater than an angel, on the other hand lower than an animal. Why? Because man chooses to do evil also. The animal, when he does bad, it's not because he chooses it. The animals don't have bechira. That's their nature. Their nature of the wolves are to go steal. The nature of the animals are the pigs to wallow in the dirt. That's their nature. They don't get... So man is greater than the animal, than the angel, in the fact that he chooses to fight his Yetzirah. And man is also more lowly than the animal, in the fact that the animal, when he does bad, it's his nature. But the man chooses to do bad. Ah. So that's the summary of man. Man can rise to be higher than an angel if he fights his Yetzirah, if he pushes to do the right thing, to never speak negatively of others, and to use his time, his free time, studying Torah and speaking to his wife appropriately and speaking to all of his children appropriately and speaking to his friends appropriately, never looking down on them. Such a person is elevated higher than an angel, because an angel is naturally that way. But we choose to be that way. But at the same time, Behema, Torah Sabehema, is in front of the Torah of Tzaras, because the lowly people that speak Lashon Hara and aren't Mu'urven Abrios, even the animals are greater than them. They come before us. The Torah Sabehema comes before the Torah Sa'adam because the animal doesn't choose to be bad. The animal, those that are bad naturally. So this is the duality. This is the double-edged sword. The double-edged sword of the human condition. Let's continue. One more piece on this, and then we'll run away from this topic. One more piece about this. Amar Rabbi Simlai. Again. Kishim Sheitzarasa Vukul Kachta Rasa Vukul. Ayin Rashi. Ratzalomar. The reason man was created last was for two opposite reasons. Ushneim emes. They're both truthful. One bad, that if he sins, we say even a bug is better than you, was created earlier than you. That's Sanhedrin Lamed Ches. And that's true, because any creature is better than man, a wicked man that rebels against his God. Even though man understands God, he rebels against them. But the second reason man was created last was L'Shevach. Because everything was created before man because it was created to serve man. That man should be able to eat the plants and the meat. U'se'udu mu'chenes l'fanav. And man was created last like a king. K'melech b'gedud amoshel bakol. V'chol sh'asa tachas raglav. Hashem placed everything under the feet of man. They're both true. Man who can rebel and be lower than an animal, and man can be the height of creation, that all of creation was created just to service man. Oh. And he says, what's the difference? Ki Adam ha'otzer ritzono shel makom hu ziyuno shel olam. Says the Chasam Sofer. The entire reason why God created man, the entire reason why God created the world was so man should elevate the world. And if man does mitzvahs, and if man lives a life of connection to Hashem, he is the whole reason for creation. So if he's the whole reason for creation, so all of the food, all of the plants and the animals that Hashem created for the sake of man are actually sustaining the entire world, because man is sustaining the whole world. U'bishvilo nivra hakol v'akol nichnor l'fanav. Kein toyrasu misparashas hachatoras behem echayev ha'uf. Ki bale chayim lo shayach behem shum mailo ugreusa. B'taharasam o b'tumasam. Animals cannot achieve greatness, and animals cannot become lowly, because they have no bechira, they have no choice. But man, his illnesses come because of sin. Umigreusa, from his lowliness, al king nisparish b'acharona. That's why man's Torah was explained last. Shalola haschil b'peronios. Onmum gam letova. Ki pa'amim l'rov. L'rov kedusha. Yakeo Hashem b'yisurim shalava. Sometimes it's because of man's holiness that God brings bad upon a person. He gives him yisurim shel ava, afflictions of love, and even by negayim shayach yisuri ava, like we learn in brachas tafdalam and beis, and even those that come to man as a punishment is also because Hashem loves us. And this parshu b'achron al derech malin b'kodesh. So the Chasam Sofer says that the reason why he says animals are better than us because they at least don't choose to do bad. We who choose to do bad, so you don't want to start with punishment. You don't want to start with punishment. So animal comes first, then us. On the other hand, Malim Bakodesh, we're better than animals. Because so it's for both reasons. And a lot of times when Hashem brings punishment on us, even negayim on us, it's to make us better people. It's Yisurim Shalava. And even if it's a punishment, it's because He loves us and wants to give us Olam Haba. So therefore, the reason why we're last is for both reasons. On the one hand, you don't want to start with the bad. On the other hand, it's Malin Makodesh. Two opposite reasons, depending on why a person gets the negayim. If he's getting them because he's a sinner, and he has no interest in becoming better than even the animals better. We don't want to start with the perennials. But sometimes, even a holy person gets Yisurim Shalava. And even if it's an Onesh, if it's because Hashem wants us to be better and we get the message, so then it's also a good thing. Our Aveirus can turn to mitzvahs. So it's Malim HaKodesh. Each piece here. Okay, one more from Tazria. And then we're going to go to Mitzora. I just actually gave another shir about this week, about Machalas Asuras last week, that Isha Ki Sazria, a woman's giving birth, says in Igeres Ramban, why does the Torah talk about the laws of Kashrus and the end of Shmini right before Isha Ki Sazria, where it discusses a woman giving birth? Says the Chasam Sofer, if a woman eats treif when she's pregnant, it's going to affect the baby. What in the world does that mean? Because if a woman or a man, or let's say the man before he engages in marital relations with his wife, he eats treif, tarfus, he doesn't watch what he eats, it's going to affect the baby. It affects the blood, it gets in the bloodstream. If a woman eats or drinks stuff that's not kosher, it gets in her bloodstream and it comes out in the baby. Because treif is mitamtem es alev. Interesting machlokas between the Ramban and the Maharal I saw in Rav Asher Weiss's Sefer in Shmini. Shrek, you were there. Weren't you there when we discussed this? Interesting machlokas. Why does treif affect a person? Why does eating treif defile him? Is it that Hashem identified those foods that defile and those he asked, or no, those foods, since he asked them, that's why they defile. Interesting machlokas. But either way, treif food defiles. Take a look at the Chasam Sofer. So that's why, says the Chasam Sofer, the laws of treif are right before Isha Ki Sazria, a woman gives birth. Why do we tell the laws of treif before a woman gives birth? Hey, lady, you should know, and man, we'll see in a minute, both lady and man. Isa b'igeres haRamban shelachein nesira Torah tchila al isra achil shkatzim rumasim neveil sutreifos lahoras lanu sha'idei zeh yufkam avlad anolad mimenu al shetime es atzmo v'timtem es liba agne machos asuros. Whoa! If a woman and a man are not careful what goes into their mouths, the effects can be seen in their children. It's not just what goes into their mouths. It's also what comes out of their mouths. If a husband and wife aren't careful what comes out of their mouths, the effect can be seen in the children. Achim Yochal Machalas Hamutaros. However, says the Chasam Sofer, if a person's careful to only eat food that's mutter, V'yikadish Atzmo B'mutter Lo, and he sanctifies himself even by the way he eats. He doesn't eat like a pig. He doesn't eat like a chazer. He eats appropriately. The effects will be seen on the children. U'machshavto l'shem shamayim. And even while a person is engaged in marital relations with his wife, his machshava is l'shem shamayim. His intention is to give birth to holy, special, sanctified, elevated children. He's not just out for his own pleasure, but he's out to give his wife pleasure. He's out to be holy while he engages in that. The effects will be in holy children, he says. What will come to the child that comes out of that union? Neshama kedosha utahora. A holy neshama. Yishlomisha b'zei yishlofarish mashakaz of es ha'elokim. His halach noach. Vayolad noach shlosha banim. Es ha'elokim is halach noach. Vayolad noach shlosha banim. Noach thought holy thoughts. He was thinking about Hashem while he was engaged in giving birth to his kids. Hainu b'shas chibur. At the time that he was engaged in marital relations with his wife, laholad abanim hisalach es elokim. He thought about Hashem. Shai kavanos l'shem shemayim v'yitzarach tzad l'somcho. He needed help. Kishlosha shutfim yesh ba'adam. There's three partners in the creation of man. Man, wife, and Hashem. Stop there. Then he says, summer dorish l'gnai. But then he says, es elokim yesh l'dorish l'shevach. Fine. It's a separate point. Okay, let's continue. Each piece here is like gold. He says here that the food that the husband and wife engage in, kosher food, and the way you eat affects your children. And the way you approach the whole marital union, marital relationship, the sexual relationship, affects your children. But it's not just that. The Chazon Ish said that raising children is 50% shalom bayis and 50% Siyata Dishmaya. That the way a husband talks to his wife, it affects the way the children are raised. The type of atmosphere a person has in the house, that affects the children. Is everything peaceful? Is everything harmonious? Are people talking positively? Always encouragingly? That's the way the children see, and that's how you raise children. Oh, let's continue. All right, there's so much to say, but we're going to skip a little bit as usual. Let's go a little bit to Mitzora. So much great stuff here, but we're going to Issa B'Gemara. Here we go. Skipping to Mitzora. Issa B'Gemara. So now we're on Parshas Mitzora. Zos tia Torah ha-Mitzora b'yom taharaso. If you're following along in this edition, in the Torah's Moshe, so we now skipped a little bit. We're going to go to page where it says Issa B'Gemara. In my edition, it's on the top of page Mem Vav. Top of page Mem Vav. Parshas Mitzora. It's the second piece in Mitzora. Issa B'Gemara. Hi Ruchla Sheba Bayaris Hakrovos. Let's see, Pori. There was a spice salesman, a Ruchla, a spice salesman. There was a spice salesman that Sheba Bayaris Hakrovos and Tzipori. That the spice salesman was going in the cities that were near Tzipori. Vaya Machris, famous Gemara. And he was yelling out, Man boy chai, man boy chai. Who wants life? Who wants life? V'halachatzlo Rabbi Yanai. And Rabbi Yanai went over to him. V'amahai Ruchel, the spice salesman, said to Rabbi Yanai, no, you're not the guy who needs this. Ina tzarech lezeh. You don't need this. Hochu Shar B'nei Adam Etzlo. And other people said, V'hera Lehem Sefer Tehillim. He opened up a pasuk in Tehillim. Asher Kasev Mi Ha'isha Chafetz Chaim. Who is the person who wants life? Netzor Lashon Chameira. Hold your language from speaking evil. So the Chassid Sofer is bothered. V'kasha. What in the world was Rav Yanai thinking that he's going to be able to live forever? And why did this spice salesman say, you don't need this? He says, it seems to me to explain. The Gemara says that someone who has tzaras is considered like he's dead. It's not that he's actually dead. He can't benefit from the world. Moshe gam ata tzarach leparsha zu. Shigam hu diber lashon hara. Moshe Rabbeinu himself also spoke lashon hara about Klal Yisrael when he said, Vehein lo yaminu li. They're not going to believe in the signs. That's why he had tzaras. Remember, he put his hand into his chest and he came out and it was white. Aval ha-shomer piv, shomer mitzaras nafsho. But someone who watches what he says, he's very careful never to speak ill about others. So he's never going to get tzaras. It's a lomer nefesh mamish. Shloi love tzaras. Yuchashiv kemes. Vim kein. Rabbi Yanai bevada yoda ba'atzmo shelo yuchal lichios chai nitzius. Rabbi Yanai knew about himself that he's not going to be able to live forever. That's not what he was asking. But he achsavar sheyuchal lichios haynu shelo yanikra meis. What do you mean he wanted life? He didn't want to be called a dead person. He wanted to avoid getting tzaras. Kamo ani. He wanted to avoid being poor because ani's chashiv kemes. And he wanted to avoid tzaras because mitzaras chashiv kemes. Uve emes. Yada hairocha refuah lemisazu. This spice salesman, he knew how to help Rabbi Yanai avoid getting tzaras. Hainu letzaras. Shomar netzor lashon chameira. Hainu milashon hara. He knew the secret. Don't talk lashon hara, you won't get tzaras. Avolzelo shayach legabe Rabbi Yanai, but that was not shayach to Rabbi Yanai. Shehaya yoshev tamid v'osek belimud v'lohirge b'lashon hara. Someone who sits and studies the Torah and studies the ways of Torah, someone who purifies his speech by learning Torah, by speaking Torah, by training his lips to speak words of tefillah, words of Torah, nice words to other people, he's never going to end up speaking Lashon Hara. So you, Rabbi Yana, you don't need this. You don't need the book. You don't need the Tzor Lashon Chameira. If you want to avoid getting Tzaras, just keep doing what you're doing. You don't need the Tzor Lashon Chameira. You're going to have that anyway. Because you are always davening and speaking words of tefillah and saying nice things about people. You're never going to be Nichshal. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara needs to hear the message. Tzor Lashon Chameira is Vasech Midaber Mirma. That's his first pshat. That's the easy pshat. Okay, we understand that a person who, you have to train your speech, it's not just, I think the lesson of this first Chasam Sofer is that the way to avoid speaking Lashon Hara is not only to like, when you feel like you're about to say something, I can't say. It's not just the Sur Meirah. It's also to be like Rabbi Yanai, a person who trains his mouth to say words of tefillah, to say words of Torah in a positive way, to train his mouth to speak holy things, so it's going to be much harder to get the mouth to say the negative stuff. If a person speaks words of Torah, it's not just preventing the bad, the sur meira, it's also the ase tov. Oh, but that was the easy pshat. But now listen to what the Chasam Sofer adds on. Listen to what he adds on over here. Oh, Nira Lomar. Dehine Isa b'masnisin. He says, it says in the Mishnah, I believe this is a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It might even be in this week's Pirkei Avos, or it was the week that the Chasam Sofer was teaching this. Bal karchacha atachai. We live against our will. What do you mean we live against our will? Doesn't everybody want to live? Who doesn't want to live? What's this Rochel, the spice salesman, he's calling out? Who wants to live? Who wants to live? What do you mean, who wants to live? Everybody wants to live. No. Not everybody wants to live. The Mishnah says, Bal karchacha atachai. You live against your will. What do you mean you live against your will? What does that mean? Says the Chasam Sofer. The Ha'adam wrote, Se lamos kama pa'amim. Meirov tsaros sheyesh lo ba'olam hazeh. Sometimes a person has such sorrows in this world. And everybody has these kind of sorrows. A person thinks it's only him. Only I have these challenges with my kids. Only I have these challenges with illness in the family or issues. Physical illness, mental illness. We see so much of it in the world. So much. So many challenges that a person mamish feels, even if he doesn't feel like I'd rather die, he just feels like, God, put me out of my misery. Put me out of this misery. My life is not worth living. Bal karchacha atochai. We reject the life that Hashem has given us. We reject it. This life is not worth living. Bal karcha atochai. Wow. So many tsaros a person has in this world. He doesn't want life anymore. His life has no taste for him. His life is not worth living. When people have tsaros, his life has no taste. But God says, sorry, Charlie. I'm not putting you out of your misery. You'd rather be dead, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, sorry, you're living. Ach, so that's one type of life. Ach, says the Chasam Sofer amazingly. Im ha'odom mikabel hatzaros ba'olam hazeh me'Hashem yisparach be'ahava. If a person looks up to God when Hashem gives them the challenges, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize that all the challenges you give me in my life are for my good, are to refine me as a person, are to make me a better parent, are to make me a better husband, to make me a better person, to make me a better Jew, to make me a better servant. If I struggle with learning Torah, or I struggle with davening, it's to help me fight and to purify me and to elevate me and to raise me, to make me a better person. If a person's mekabel the yisurim b'ahava me'Hashem yisparach, oz yivarach oso HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then God will bless him. That all the struggles that he has in this world are just going to be to purify him, to have a more elevated and lofty and exalted existence in the next world. Yeah, tovus l'olam haba. So listen to the way the Chasam Sofer, Moiridik Pshat, listen to the way, this is the best pshat of the whole shir. Listen to the way the Chasam Sofer learns that Mamar Chazal. The spice man was saying, who wants to live? Who wants to live? Nitzor l'shoncha me'ra. Don't think that what God does for you is all bad. Nitzor l'shoncha me'ra. Don't say, God, you've messed me over. This is such a bad life. I don't want it. Look what he says. Man bay chay. Who wants real life? Ratzalomar. Shuchafitz b'chayim. Chiyuso. That he should want to live and not be balkarcha atachay. Who wants to live? Who should wants to have a life that it's not against his will that he's living, but that he really wants to live? Man boi chayai. Nitzor l'shoncha meira. Hainu, shelo yoma shum davashu ra. Anything that happens, don't say it's bad. Nitzor l'shoncha meira. Don't use your mouth to say stuff is bad. Rak yikabelo so me'ava. You should say, thank you, Hashem, for giving me this challenge. Because the fact that you're giving me this challenge is going to purify me for the next world. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me this challenge. Man boi chayai. Who wants to be a wanter of life? someone who enjoys life, who feels that he wants life, Nitzor l'shoncha meira. Don't ever say with your mouth, something Hashem did for you is for my bad. It's for the bad. It's not what's meant to be for me. Wow. What a sharp pshat. Such an important lesson. And I'm speaking to myself as much or more than I'm speaking to anybody else. We all have stress. We all have challenge. We all have difficulty. We can't submit to that force inside us that says, my life is not worth living. My life is not worth anything. It's not a life. I'm just living I'm just going through the motions of life against my will. Bal korchach. Chas v'shalom. Man b'yichai, if a person wants to be able to really want to live, then you realize that everything Hashem akol l'tova, everything Hashem gives you is for your own good, is for your own benefit, is to make you a better person, is to elevate you, and to give you even greater reward in the next world. That's what the struggles in this world come. It's akol l'tova. Okay, let's see how much we have time for. Two last vintage. We're going to do the third to the end and the last one. Two last vintage Chasam Sofer pieces. Vintage. Look at what he says. So beautiful. Remember that we've learned that Chasam Sofer was such a big fan of helping out those who were lowly, those who were far away from Hashem, and those who were downtrodden, poor and destitute and sick and have all kinds of problems. Those are the people that we have to reach out to more and more and more according to the Chasam Sofer. Look what he says. Zos tia Torah ha-mitzor b'yom taharaso. Rabbeinu Moshe al-Sheikh dictate tevas tia miyusar. Zos tia Torah ha-mitzor. The word tia is extra. Havalei lememer zos Torah ha-mitzor. V'ayin mori hafla. He quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, the Hafla, Gamlushin Biyom Taraso. What do you mean, Vizos Tia Taraso Mitzor Biyom Taraso? Obviously, it's Biyom Taraso. This is what a Mitzor should do on the day of his Tahara. Obviously, so the Rav Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, the Makna, the Baal Hafla, one of the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe's asked, that's also extra, says the Chasam Sofer. V'nira l'rameis. V'nira l'rameis ba'k Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in Maseches Nedarim. Davi karech betalas echad bali ras and v'lomini moin Torah. People who were sick. Bali rasan. They had, Rosson is like shilshel. They had terrible stomach problems, indigestion. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi would sick out the sick and the lowly, and he'd sit with them under one talis, under one garment, in the cold, and he would teach them Torah. The Gemara says in Nedarim, V'lamani marim Torah. They would say to him, Rebbe, you're going to get sick from these people. Omar, if Torah creates a certain aura and charm for the person who learns Torah, agune lo maganye, you don't think that the Torah is going to protect me from the illness? Bitmiya, ayin sof perka madir. I said Nedarim, it's not Nedarim, it's in Ksubis. I think that's Hamadir is... it's either in Nedarim or Ksubis, I forgot already. Maybe it's in Yevamos. I don't even know where it is. And what happened, says the Gemara? Because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi learned Torah with the Bali Rasan, with the sick and the lowly. Nichnas Chayim Legareden. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi went straight alive into Gan Eden. Nichnas Chayim le Gan Eden. Wow. Kedisa Shah. Says the Chasam Sofer. That's what this pasuk means. V'zeh tiyeh toraso shel mitzora b'yom taharaso. This will be the Torah of the mitzora on the day that it becomes pure. What does it mean? Shehu halomeid Torah b'tahara umalameid ima mitzora. Yiyeh sofo v'hu v'lakoin elyon yisparach shemo sheyikanes l'gan Eden. Zos tia Torah samitzora. If you learn Torah with a mitzora, you will be tia. You will continue to live even straight into Gan Eden. Biyom Torasa v'huva l'akoyin. You're going to be brought straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Gan Eden. V'od v'yotza HaKoyin al-michutz l'machaneh. Not only that, not only will you be brought into Gan Eden, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come out and greet you. Yered Shechina Elav. Al derech ani eshkon esdaka hainu v'yotza hakoin. V'gam esdaka hainu huval hakoin. So, you will be brought to Gan Eden, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to you. The Chasam Sofer was well known. I've said this many times. Three times l'shitaso. How much time you should spend learning with people who are lower than you or weaker than you, who are not religious, who are not observant, to try to be Makarif people. And here along the same lines, he talks about the mile of somebody who learns with those who are sick and infirm. And even they're so downtrodden. Not only will you be protected, but you will be elevated and exalted by caring about those who are ill. And those who are far away. This is the Chasam Sofer Shitaso. V'yahavta l'recha kamocha, zeh klal gadol b'Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tshuva, says you're supposed to spend 10% of your time helping others. The Chasam Sofer said 100% of your time. Many other places. We've said it many times. I only have 2 minutes left. Let's look at the very last piece. This is an unbelievable piece which really needs more than 2 minutes. But I'm going to try to give you the 2 minute drill. The 2 minute drill. I'm going to read it quickly. This last piece here. Uvezeh yesh lomar pasuk. Kemase eretz mitzrayim asher yishavtem bo lo sasu. This is going back on the man bo yichayim. Uvezeh yesh lomar. Why does it only say v'chukasem lo seleichu on the Masei Eretz Canaan? Why don't you say also v'chukasem lo seleichu on the Masei Eretz Mitzrayim? Why didn't you warn them again not to Mitzrayim? Yishlom. Dinei l'chor lo sagadat l'shiaskim Masei Eretz Mitzrayim. There's no way anyone's going to do like Mitzrayim. El chashashu k'Masei Eretz Canaan. That you're coming to Canaan and you're going to live among them and you're going to learn from them. Which is exactly what happened. But Maisa Mitzrayim, you don't have to warn a person not to do like Mitzrayim. We're leaving there. We're out of there. Ach l'choy regame eretz Canaan l'tzor chasara. Achar shezaku al Hashem me'avodah v'ayinu v'oshim Hashem yisparach v'ayaminu b'Hashem v'moshe avdo. How are they going to go back to that? No, Kemasa Eretz Mitzrayim Lo Sasu. Paro did tshuva for 2 seconds. And then as soon as the plague stopped, he went back to being the old guy. Says the Chasam Sofer, that's what the pasuk means. Kemasa Eretz Mitzrayim Lo Sasu. Don't be like the Egyptians who just when you're sick, you do tshuva. And then when you get better again, oh, I'm back to my evil ways. Vayishman Yishurun Vayivat. Kemase Eretzim Lo Sasu. Vayar, like Paro, that when the plague went away, he went back to his bad deeds. Ukemase Eretz Kanan Lo Selechu Vukhusem Lo Selechu. And after you get to Eretz Yisrael, In Egypt, we screamed out and we believed. When you get to Eretz Canaan, don't do like they did in Mitzrayim, that you're going to just do tshuva for a few seconds. Don't be like it was in Mitzrayim. After you get relieved from your punishment, don't revert right back to it right away. So he explains here that a lot of times when a person makes changes, let's say if a person's in a bad place and he makes changes in himself, so then he right away reverts back to the other thing, like Paro. So it's important that when a person, I always say, and we'll close with this, when a person accepts things upon themselves, it's got to be very small, doable, measurable, small things that you're not going to all of a sudden take upon big things that you're going to revert right back. They say that 150% of New Year's resolutions meaning people gain more pounds than they take upon themselves in the New Year's resolution to lose. In other words, a person takes in the New Year's resolution, he's going to lose 20 pounds. He ends up gaining. Not only does he not lose the 20, he ends up gaining more. Because then you get depressed when you can't do it, and you end up saying, going more in the other direction. So that's what the Chassid Sofer is addressing over here. That the way change really happens is in very small steps, small measurable steps. Not like power, oh, okay, stop the plague, I'm here. So there's a lot to learn, especially in Tazria Mitzorah, about arrogance, about man's bechira, about the difference between man and animals. And I hope that through listening to the parsha, even though it's like a long and detailed parsha, sounds like things that have no relevance, but the Chasam Sofer showed us this week that even when we're learning about tsaras, leprosy, and or it's not really leprosy, whatever it is, but the tsaras and tumah v'tahara and animals and all these things, there's a lot of lessons for us to learn for life. I want to wish everyone a great Shabbos, and thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a great Shabbos, everybody. Have a great Shabbos. Thank you for joining.